Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What are you so excited about?
It's the weekend. Hooray.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, it's
Tuesday.
Is it?
I gotta get out of this house.
I'm going stir crazy in here.
I'm going stir crazy.
Try not to go too stir crazy.
Okay.
I thought, holy Johnson, here we go.
It's not funny anymore.
It's Tuesday.
So let's make the best of it.
Okay, I'll try.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime, baby.
Yes, it is, by golly.
Carla, this is show number 1,862 for those keeping track.
Okay, all right.
Mike and Carla, morning show waking you up. It's Tuesday morning. Our producer, Morty, on remote, of course, producing from home for the last few weeks or so.
Yes, he has, and he is he's healing up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
He's healing up nicely.
As they say, during this crisis, you should check in with those people.
Yeah.
Your family and friends that are living alone, and Morty is just that.
Yeah.
He is not only a friend, but part of our morning show family, so we checked in with him yesterday, and he seems to be getting around fairly well.
Yeah.
After that ankle-foot injury he got just from getting up from the couch to go to the kitchen or another chair. I don't know.
We don't know.
What's going on in that apartment, but he seems to be doing okay.
Oh, man, so. I'll tell you. And it's really too bad because today is National Make the First Move Day. So good luck with that, everybody. Good luck with that.
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
On a day.
Falls during a pandemic.
Yeah.
That's great. Right in the middle of quarantine.
We all have our red ribbons on this morning, supporting the medical people that are on the front lines treating those with the virus. And we salute you. And we're thinking of you, and boy, oh boy, I don't even know.
Yeah, I know.
Where
they're
we
all
would
going,
be.
Thanks. Could we get another mask over here? That'd be great.
If you don't mind.
You guys, yeah, okay, I know.
You know, wear the red ribbon all you want, but we need supplies.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them coming.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, Jason Branch, latest winner, 10K payday contest from Las Vegas. Beasley Banker wanted to know what he was going to do with the money. Here's what he said.
Just probably put it up right now. You know, the way things are going, it's better to have extra money sitting up in the bank.
That's why we're giving it away. So if you're looking to buy or looking to win $500, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. And by the way, the last two out of three winners from Las Vegas.
I know. I love that. Love it.
So keep playing, keep trying, and you never know, because you can't win if you don't play.
Exactly.
All right. Details on that in a couple of minutes. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers today, tonight, tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 60s today, low 60s tomorrow, 55 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Even celebrities are bored. I'm going to tell you how they're passing the time.
All right, we'll get to that, plus some other stories after Madonna.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I mentioned yesterday Christopher Cross has tested positive for coronavirus. He's doing okay. Doesn't feel great, but, you know, he's doing all right. And somebody, you know, said, well, do you know where you got it? He said, no, I probably between the moon and New York City. I just can't do the update.
That's what he said, huh?
Right coming right there. Well, that's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mike, if you can't laugh, my God, we're doomed. Matthew McConaughey and his family, they played virtual bingo with the residents of a senior living facility in Texas.
We got an I-24, I-24. Oh, Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Well, we got Charles Kings and the iPad up high. We got two winners.
Bingo! Oh, my God. They said, the residents actually said they had a great time talking with him about his family and things like that. And
I bet.
He seems like that good guy. You know what?
Yeah.
You get him someone to chat with him, he'll chat.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds says he's spending most of his quarantine making dresses with his kids.
Well, you got to do something.
Exactly. Same for me, Ryan, but replace dresses with cocktails and then get rid of with kids. So, same thing.
Almost the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Mike. And Honor Blackman. Honor Blackman. You may not know the name offhand. Well, she played Pussy Galore in the James Bond. Oh, man, I know.
Best Bond girl ever.
Yes, Pussy Galore. She has passed away at age 94. She kind of became a household name in the 60s. Kathy Gale, she played in The Avengers.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know. But she was, you know, that ran for a while. People knew her as that.
Yeah,
before. She did die of natural causes. Now, nothing with coronavirus. And other sad news, and this kind of broke my heart. Baseball Hall of Famer Al Kaline died yesterday at the age of 85 years old. A former Tiger who played his whole career in Detroit.
Wow.
In Detroit. Tiger.
He was a big Tiger.
He was a big
Detroit Tiger.
Yeah, he actually does hold the name Mr. Tiger.
Really?
Yep, Al Kaline, 85 years old. So a good life, man. That is it for now. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Phone lines open. We're here for you. And we are all in this together. If you're looking to reach out, talk to somebody, we are here. Text or call in. By the way, this is some good news, Carla. The Prime Minister of New Zealand made a big announcement yesterday with the Easter weekend right here coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think not only is this for the people in New Zealand, but I think it's worldwide. This would stand worldwide, especially for the kids. If you have the kids this morning,
okay,
listen up.
You'll be pleased to know that we do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers. But as you can imagine at this time, of course, they're going to be potentially quite busy at home with their family as well and their own bunnies. And so if the Easter Bunny doesn't make it to your household, we have to understand that it's a bit difficult at the moment for the bunny to perhaps get everywhere.
So for the kids asking about the Easter Bunny, are they going to make it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be tough. Might not be able to go everywhere, but they're considered essential as well as the Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
And you know what, Carla? After hearing that and then earlier, what was it, yesterday, the Queen spoke to her country.
Yeah, I know
why it just makes you feel better.
It does.
Accent, like you had mentioned.
It is the accent.
Anything with an English accent. I've said it before. Sounds
my next-door neighbor's from Australia. I love just talking to her.
Yeah. Yes.
It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So there you go, kids. That's it. Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, essential. Not only in New Zealand.
Essential. I love it.
but worldwide.
Oh,
so
I love it.
I don't know if they'll make
essential
it to your neighborhood.
Worker.
Yes.
What's hopping? An essential worker.
He's got that letter from FEMA.
Yes,
it's okay.
He's got that and he's wearing a mask. Is that a mask? It's a mask. Jeez.
Here's your $5.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Here's your $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be afraid. I think that's great news. Your chance to win $500. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Another code word for you in about 7-8 minutes.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest. KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is Chase.
Chase. C-H-A-S-E. Chase.
Exactly the word you need to win $500 right now. Just text Chase to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter Chase at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word Chase. You have 15 minutes to get that out there. Now listen, about a half hour, you get a weird number calling you. You know the drill, right? Pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you just won $500, and man, that could help right now. The word Chase, text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
By the way, the code word. Wow, hold on for a second. What was it, Carla?
Code word this hour is Chase.
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 Still have a couple of minutes to text that word to the short code 45911. $500 or to qualify for the $10,000. Make sure you enter that word Chase on the free KKLZ app or on our website at 963KKLZ.com. 712. Last hour, a salute to John Prine.
Yeah.
Who I told you that song he wrote and sang, Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian.
Yeah.
We used to play that on Friday because I had heard it there's a thing called Aloha Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do it in Hawaii and with the big Hawaiian population here.
Mm-hmm.
So after we said that, Morty, who is at home and has been producing from home for a few weeks, texted and said, wow, I can't believe you said that. Can't believe you did that. That's amazing. We have him on the phone.
Morning.
That Aloha Friday, that's still a thing?
Yeah, every station plays it every Friday. It's kind of like something that everyone just does.
So Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian.
Oh, not that song.
Oh.
No, the Aloha Friday, no. Yeah. I know, like, newscasters wear Hawaiian shirts and everybody's, right. Yeah.
And that's partly Ryan in our building, why he wears Hawaiian shirts every Friday.
I love that.
He's still doing
that.
The Aloha Friday.
Yep, I love it.
By the way, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Guess what? I can walk, minimal pain. I can't keep up with Squish, but I mean.
Okay, that's pretty sad, Morty.
Don't really know who's walking who now.
Squish, come on, old man.
I know we text throughout the day and everything, but we love checking in with you. And so do our listeners. They love hearing about how you're doing and everything. The foot is fine now. And
I appreciate it.
We miss you, Morty.
How are you guys doing? That's the main thing. How are you guys doing?
We'll be okay.
We're all right. I mean,
you know, I don't know.
just making masks, Morty. Yeah.
I'll be honest. Yesterday, I needed to go to a Target away from me.
Right.
And I drove by the station, and it was kind of like a lonely feeling.
I know.
I was like, there it is, and there it goes.
Yes. And at any given time, there's like two cars in the parking lot.
Right.
I know.
And a whole bunch of road work. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I know it. Tell
just
us about it.
A little tear coming down his cheek, you know, as he drove by.
I know. It's like the Indian in the commercial with the litter. Yes, I know.
Exactly.
I keep referring it to as that Instagram filter where it turns black and the leaves start falling.
Yes.
And sad music starts playing.
Yeah.
We're so uplifting this morning.
I know. Yeah. I know.
All right, Morty. Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a new survey by, it's called the Advanced Dermatology, reveals that 91% of people are dressing a little more casually while working from home. That's obvious during all of this. 20% of people brushing their teeth less. 33% of people showering less. I think those are all a given, you know. I think a lot of people are just, you know, it's like, where am I going? I'm not going to shower today. Yeah. They're brushing the teeth. Keep brushing your teeth, people.
And keep showering.
Yeah, jeez. You can shower. Well, they say you shouldn't, like, if you can skip a day showering, washing your hair, especially.
Really?
The natural oils are very good for your hair, your body.
I don't know if I could do
like
that.
I mean, if you're working out or whatever, of course you want to. But if you've done nothing but sit at your computer, you're probably okay, you know. We're probably all right. Listen, the Masters will still be held in November now.
Oh.
In November, they're planning. Yeah, in case that Thanksgiving tryptophan didn't put you to sleep, you got the Masters to help you out.
Well, then I'm going to tell Jody, my wife, that my birthday immunity month, I have to transfer some days to
November.
Just four. Yeah. Just
why
four
do I
days.
Think it will be near Thanksgiving? I have a feeling it will.
I hope so.
We'll see. But and scientists just created, it's a smart toilet that recognizes you by your butt.
Oh.
And it monitors your health through you know, what's going on in there, what's coming out of there. So, and here is the thing. Now people are asking, well, how will it know that it's your butt? I don't know how to explain this to you, but apparently your, not your butt print, but that other little print that you have, that is unique to you, like a fingerprint. Every one of those is different.
Like a snowflake.
Yes, exactly. Like a snowflake. Mike?
Maybe that's not a good analogy.
Well, let's call it a snow taint. How about that? Right there. How about that? Hi, kids. How are you this morning? Yeah.
Just ask mom or dad.
Yeah. Taint so? Well, guess what? Tis so. Yes, every one of those is like a fingerprint.
Maybe it's just us, Carla. Maybe. We're doing the show for us now.
Nobody's up, right?
No, nobody cares.
Up. Nobody even get in some stupid Zoom meeting. Did she say the tape print? Yes, I did. I did, as a matter of fact. It is, I don't even know. What is it? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
A few things you should know.
A few minutes ago, we talked to Morty, who is quarantined at home producing the show from home.
Yes.
And you joked that when he asked, how are you guys doing?
Yeah.
He said, oh, well, we're all right. And you said, we're just making masks.
Mm-hmm.
Which now that the governor said, if you're going to go outside, you have to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere I went yesterday. And I didn't go that many places. I picked up food.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I do? No, I think that was... Oh, I went to Starbucks.
And
they're all wearing masks.
They're all wearing a mask.
I did make a mask. I made a mask. And I'm going to post all our mask pictures. I made it out of a sock.
Uh-huh.
Out of a sock. I made a couple of them. And it's the easiest thing. I swear it took me 1 minute. 1 minute. It's the coolest thing. I saw a do-it-yourself thing. I love it.
And I like how the heel of the sock...
I have the heel right at my nose.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like it's like...
Yeah,
perfect.
I know. I love it.
Now, Jody, I brought in my mask.
Yeah.
And I carry it with me everywhere. Jody took some, what do they call it? Not a handkerchief.
Oh, you mean like a bandana.
A bandana.
Yeah, yeah.
And she folded it a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And then she took two hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
And
tacked those on, sewed those on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And those go around your ears.
Ears.
So
yeah.
Now I look like a real badass.
We all look like such, I know.
Because it's a black, you know, like biker
thing.
Right.
I have a couple that a friend of mine is making who is safe, by the way. I've had to hold off getting them. But people are making their own masks all over the place because that's really all you can do. Because medical masks should go to people in the medical field, you know.
And a lot of people are being very creative. What?
Yeah.
You know what? When you've been out. What is the most creative mask you've seen so far?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So the governor of the great state of Nevada has said, Steve Sisolak has said, if you're going to go out, they strongly suggest you wear a mask.
Yes.
Correct, John?
Correct.
All right. So we're making masks. Everybody is making them.
Yep.
The official and the N95.
Yeah.
Those actually should go to the medical workers.
Yes.
Right.
And
those
people that need them the most. However,
I feel guilty that I have one of those from working in, you know, my garage occasionally or working outside because of allergies.
But you've had it for a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So we are making masks. And I love yours, Carla, because it does. And knowing you as I do,
yes,
I'm sure you have different color socks.
I do.
To go with every outfit you're wearing.
I made it out of a sock. And like I say, it was the easiest thing in the world to do. Somebody had sent me the little do-it-yourself thing.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about a minute to make this thing.
Huh.
It's the best. It's just the best. And I'll show it to you. It's so simple. You cut off basically the ends. Cut a little side part on the ends. I'll show you.
Right.
And then you just wrap it around your ear. It's awesome.
Wow.
And the heel, if they have a heel, it goes right where the nose is.
It's like a somebody made it just for her.
It's nice. It really is nice.
And
the
one I have, like I said before, Jody just took a bandana, folded it like you're supposed to, I guess, and then put those hair bands.
Yeah. It's cool.
And John, I know you have a couple of masks.
I have one, yeah. A friend of mine is making them. She's into sewing, so she's making a bunch and then selling them to people that need them.
I love that.
I love that. Blue and white one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
perfect.
That's great. I'm going to post the pictures of us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
In our mask. And I encourage everybody else to post their pictures as well, please.
And if you're making your own mask, how are you doing it?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Mary's on the phone. Mary, do you have one? What are you making it out of?
You can make them out of bras.
Mm-hmm.
A B cup works much better than a D cup, though, because the D cup will cover your whole face.
Oh.
Take the two straps that are there and cut the bra cup off and then sew the two straps onto it so then it hooks around your back of your head.
Uh-huh.
You actually get two masks for one. But you have to use a B mask.
Okay.
Anything bigger will, like, B. cover your whole face.
Right.
And you can get, I mean, you can get really pretty ones. You can get lacy ones or, you know, all kinds of fun things.
Well, guys, did you hear that? And it makes me sad because I'm not, you know, I'm not huge, but I am a C. So that's going to really cover my face quite a bit. So she said you need a B cup, huh?
At least a B cup.
Okay. Well, I could. I'm gonna. I might have to try it with a C. All right.
I'm
then.
Not sure how many guys would be hip to this.
Especially, I bet a lot of guys would be hip to this. Are you kidding?
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Or better yet, what's the most creative mask you have seen out there when you had to go out? People texting in, calling in about their mask. Are you making them? Because the governor, Steve Sisolak, said if you're going to go out, we strongly urge you. We're asking you to wear a mask. So people are a lot of people are doing it themselves at home like you and I.
Right, right. This is so interesting. So, now this, how creative is this, man? Somebody, the most creative mask I saw was yesterday. Complete with a hole in it so she could smoke. Oh, man. So it'd have to be kind of off to the side, I guess, so you could just kind of squeak that in. Boy, that defeats the purpose. Now, Sarah asked me, Carla, how do you keep your glasses from fogging up? And let me tell you, it is really, really hard.
After, I can imagine.
It really is, because they go up that far, you know. And she said, especially when you run. Now, when I'm running, I try to run. There is no, yesterday I went for a run. There was not a person to be found.
Oh.
So I don't wear it when I'm running. But anywhere else I am. And it is hard. And I often have to take off my glasses. And I can't see real well with those things off.
All right.
So,
Peg, what about you? The most creative mask you've seen out?
This lady was in the store. And she had snorkeling gear on. So she had a snorkeling mask. And the tube that you use to breathe out of when you go snorkeling.
Oh.
Which really is not a great idea.
No.
I've been snorkeling, so I know how it works. But, like, the germs are still going to get to you. There's no filter there. That's literally what the whole idea of wearing a mask is, for the filter. Not for you to have protective gear on your face.
And, you know, I get that. You don't want to be breathing that in. But I'm thinking, you know, what a great sneeze guard, because there no droplets are going to get through that glass, that plexiglass.
But if you're going that far, why not just go the whole scuba diving?
Right. You might as well have the pack on the back.
With the breathing mechanism and the mask.
And flippers. Why not? Why not?
A wetsuit.
Hi. Welcome to Home Depot. I just need a light bulb. Okay. Frogger, it's over this way.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? You got to you do what you got to do.
Yes.
All right, one more text.
Oh, my gosh, this is great. In keeping with the bra, one of our listeners said, listen, make one out of a nursing bra because it has a built-in flap.
Oh.
That way, if you want to drink coffee or have a sip out of your tea, you just move the flap up or down, close it back up. I love that.
I saw somebody making a mask out of a jock strap.
Yeah, that I've seen that a lot, too.
And I get it.
Yeah.
How it goes over your head and then...
fits perfectly. Yes, it does.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I think I'd be more comfortable with the bra
than
I would the jock strap. Because I just don't want to be out and about with people going, he's wearing a jock strap on his head.
It's a new one. Jeez.
It's Queen Bohemian Rhapsody. Last hour talking about the mask thing.
Oh, my gosh.
People getting creative.
Yeah. Yes, they sure are.
I still love yours with the sock.
The sock. It's pretty.
I mean, with a bandana, that's a natural.
Of course.
You can wear different ways.
You know, there's some things I see. People will send them to me, and it's like, okay, whatever. This is so dumb. Do-it-yourself stuff. This was the easiest thing. I was going through my drawers last night. Literally, it was like a cartoon. I'm throwing them all behind me. It's like, I can do this one. I can do that one. I can do this one. I kept this one kind of subtle, you know. Yeah. But,
I noticed it went with your glasses.
Kind of. Yes, it did. It's a little muted to match.
I go, that is so Carla.
Well, you know, I try, Mike. I try.
A few more texts. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Now, somebody sent me a picture. And I think this was a guy in Hawaii wearing the whole scuba outfit.
Oh.
The whole freaking scuba outfit.
We were just joking about that.
Yes, no kidding. Well, guess what? It's happening. Now, other people said, there's another DIY where you can use a t-shirt. And it's almost made where, like, the opening goes, like, over your head, covers your head, and then the rest of it covers your face. It almost looks like a burka. But, man, if that works, Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And somebody else said, I am actually using one of my wife's bras, and I swear to God, it works perfectly.
Nice.
Way to go, dude. Who is that from? That's from Brian. So good for you.
Way to man up, Brian.
You know what? Yes, exactly. Why do I think a lot of guys are going to do that now?
Yeah.
Wearing, like, the leopard print and things like that. Yeah. Is that lace, Brian? It is.
I just got it last night.
Yeah. Yeah, but guess who's wearing a mask? Yeah, that's right. Oh, I took it off myself. Uh-huh, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, keep at it, people. Keep at it.
And please post pictures. We have a lot of people posting pictures on our Facebook page of themselves in their masks, whether it's a medical mask or do-it-yourself. Please post them. Let's at least try to smile about something.
Before we get to Carla's take on some entertainment news, Dan Gruber, latest winner.
Yes.
10K payday contest, $500 in his pants, and qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize. Beasley Banker asking, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, I think once things get better, we're going to take the family out for some good treats and help the local economy out, too.
I think a lot of people would do that.
Good.
So yeah, your next chance to score some free money, less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock. New code word for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Boy, I never thought I would hear myself say this. First of all, Ellen DeGeneres, like most talk show hosts, doing her show from home. I love Ellen. However, doing a show from home, it's not impressed me at all. But she's showing some old stuff from other shows, things like that. I get it. And believe me, we'll talk about it later, but I did some comedy from home.
You did?
Oh, not easy. Not easy to do anything without an audience, I'll tell you that.
Well, if it's anything like you showed me the other day, it's good stuff. It's only a couple of minutes?
It's about 5 minutes.
That's it.
About 5 minutes long,
Before you get the light?
Yes. Yes, before I gave myself the light, Mike, because, exactly.
Isolation comedy.
Yeah, that's the book I'm putting out, actually, next week, called The Red Light Can't Come Fast Enough. Jeez, Ellen, though, she is under fire. She made a joke about being in quarantine, and she said, this is like being in jail, mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days, and everyone here is gay. Ba-dum-bum. Well, fans are really upset.
Oh.
It's like, and people have said, Ellen, you're quarantining in your mansion in designer sweats.
Yeah.
Nothing like prison.
I forget what I saw yesterday, but it was celebrities, you know, with this quarantine message.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We should all stay home. And one of them was the wives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she had this big mansion behind her.
Yes, and that people are a little miffed at that. I get it. That's why I think it's nice when they're donating money. Do something.
Okay.
Play it down. Yes, somebody else wrote, hey, Ellen, don't you buy /redecorate/sell like multiple mansions a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, take it down a notch, even Ellen, okay?
Wow.
A couple of just quick hits. CMT will air a tribute to Kenny Rogers tonight. I would imagine that will be full of a lot of great music because he just made a lot of great music. And this makes me very sad. The Modern Family series finale will air tonight on ABC. This is it.
Oh.
This is it. This is, what are they, 12 years into it, I think? 12 seasons? So, yeah, make sure you set your DVR for that one or go back on demand and watch it. But Modern Family, over.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I think I will tonight.
It's still hilarious.
And the special with Kenny Rogers.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. I know. Make sure, you know, you had to bring that one up.
Lady.
Yeah. Couldn't bring up The Gambler.
No.
Coward of the County. Something like that. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. Oh, make me cry. Make me cry. Here we go.
Okay.
I can't even through my mask. I guess. That's my
through
take.
My sock mask.
My take for now. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
You know, yesterday we all wore the red ribbons. People wearing ribbons because, you know, to support the medical service.
Right, right.
And all those people working in the medical field.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I like what Canada's doing.
Oh, this is so cool.
Canada.
This is cool.
Canada wanted to thank their healthcare workers.
Perfect.
Not with ribbons.
Nope.
But with hockey sticks. So they go outside at 7 o'clock and listen to what they do.
To all the hospital workers out on the front lines, thank you.
And they bang their hockey sticks on the ground. Is that great?
I love that.
That is so Canada.
Yeah, it is.
So you
said something about, well, you know, you wonder, how do they just have hockey sticks? Because they do.
It's Canada.
It's Canada, yes.
So when you watch the Vegas Golden Knights, if there's a fight or a great play or a penalty or
yes.
something,
yep.
normally they, or a salute to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In the hockey world, they bang their sticks.
Yes.
That's a show of appreciation or
right.
respect.
Yes.
So that's what they're doing in Canada.
That's really cool.
Every night at 7 o'clock, they bang their sticks on the ground. Now, I'd like to say that, you know, being in the United States, you know, Major League Baseball is, you know, America's game.
Yeah.
I don't have a baseball bat.
I know.
We can bang
I don't have
on
one
ground,
anymore
so.
Either. I have a glove.
Yeah.
Got a ball. But
and now you can't go out to a store and buy one.
I know.
So,
I know.
That's what they're doing in Canada to support their medical care workers, and good for them, as well as here in this country. We support you. We thank you very much for the work you're doing, including my doctor and some of your friends
Absolutely.
And relatives.
Absolutely.
All right. It's Wednesday, and we do have something to give away this morning.
With what, Mike?
Kazuki-Oki Wednesday. It is so cool. With the help of Jeff Howard, Vegas
yes.
film critic Jeff Howard, we'll talk about that in minutes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
Okay, every Friday we talk to Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yes.
But this is so cool. We have him on the phone. Jeff, tell everybody what we have to give away this morning.
Absolutely. We have Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, which I love, with Jim Carrey and James Marsden. It's a digital giveaway. So now you guys can give away some digital movies here, and people all do is type in the code, and they get to enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog.
So, Mom and Dad,
right
if you're on. If you're looking for the kids, for something for the kids to watch,
yeah.
and they love this movie but don't have it,
right?
So you have a chance to win this digital code, and you type it in and you get it. And
right.
Everything's free.
Excellent. So it's easy. We can just do that and do it over the phone.
Yes.
So there you go.
So the phones are on hold. But then being Wednesday, of course, it's another segment of
Kazuki-Oki Wednesday.
If you're new to this, just
yes.
figure out the song we're playing.
Tried to, yeah.
And
tried
after to. News and weather, we'll look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636.
Okay.
And if you can correctly identify the name of the song, we'll give you the digital code.
Right.
Your kids are going to be happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
so
good.
Here it is. Listen up.
So
all you have to
that.
Do is figure
nice
that out. The title
good
of
clappers.
Song.
Everybody got the clap. That was
that,
good.
That might have given it away.
With Morty out, I got to be part of it.
I know.
That's
I know.
Exciting.
John's all excited.
John's on the clap over
yeah.
there, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Here it is. One more time. Listen up. Identify the title of that song we're playing on our kazoos, and I think we did that song just for the clap.
I know, I think we did too.
Caller number 9, you have a digital download for the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. All right, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win that digital download to so the kids can watch Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep.
With another segment of
Kazuki-Oki
Wednesday. Carl. Carla, we have Russ on the phone.
So, Russ, do you know this name of the song that we performed so incredibly well on our kazoos?
And yes, you did. It's done by Styx. It's Too Much Time on My Hands.
Yes! Yes!
Nicely done.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, you know.
Russ, you got the digital download. Russ, you got the digital download for Sonic the Hedgehog, courtesy of our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on the line. We will tell you how to pick it up. And we thank you very much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here you go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is caring.
Caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, caring.
What we should all be doing right now, caring. For your chance to win $500, text caring to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter the code word at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or on that free KKLZ app that you do have on your smartphone, right? Okay, the word caring. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. Now, you get that weird number calling you in about a half hour, please pick up your phone. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you just won $500. Again, the word caring. 45911 is the number you text it to. You have 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
By the way, we want to tell everybody, the word is caring, yes. C-A-R-I-N-G, caring. Still have a couple of minutes. Text it to the short code 45911 to win $500, or better yet, to qualify for the $10,000, the grand prize. Make sure you enter it through the KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. So, and we'd love to have, we've been having a lot of Vegas winners.
Yeah, we
so
sure
let's
have.
Keep the streak alive. Yes. Cloudy showers today, maybe a thunderstorm possible. Rain tomorrow, they say. Yesterday, it didn't turn out to be too bad of
no,
a day.
It was a really nice day, actually.
High today, mid-60s, low-60s tomorrow.
All right.
And it's about 53 outside right now. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Here you go, Carla. A guy dropped his wallet while he was robbing a bank in Colorado over the weekend. But before cops got there, boy, is nothing sacred? Somebody stole the wallet.
Oh, see? Oh, man, what?
So now police are trying to track down not only the bank guy, but the wallet thief.
Oh, double steely.
Yeah.
Double steelies. Man, come on.
Unheard of in these times. But I guess, you know, desperate times.
I guess.
Boy, this is one heck of a story. And if you don't see a movie on Lifetime about this soon, a female astronaut who was accused of accessing her ex-wife's bank account from the International Space Station may be cleared of all charges.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it looks like her ex lied about key details in the whole story.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, really?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say because her name was still on it. Jeez, well, hello, hello. Bueller, anybody? Bueller?
Nobody, nobody. From wow. The International Space Station.
That's good.
She doesn't have enough to do. She actually has time.
Wow, man.
What's that code? What's the
I don't
pin
know,
number?
Astronaut? Oh, the pin number? What? Is that it? Yeah. Why did you do it?
Houston?
Because I still know our pin number. I don't why. It wasn't that hard to do, really.
From the International Space
yes.
Station.
Exactly. Well, she got a computer. She probably had her smartphone right there. You know what? I can do the 10K payday from
and
right there.
I have one bar
yes,
left.
That's right. I'm good. Listen, this is so smart. A baseball team from Taiwan, they've already started playing again. They're the Rakuten Monkeys, and they put 500 robot mannequins in the stands because they can't have humans there, so they have robots in the stands.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, they're playing it safe, but they have the mannequins in different team jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And they have signs. They're holding signs. They can't cheer, but they're holding signs. So, you know what? Next best thing, right?
You know what? I wonder if Major League Baseball would consider that.
I know. Just put mannequins in the stands. Yeah. That's, and play, like you play a laugh track, play a cheer track.
Right.
You know?
Somebody hits a home run, you hear the clack of the
crowd,
bat.
And... Yes. You just, somebody's programming those. What is that? Okay. There you go. It's out of there. It just hit the button. There you go.
You get a strikeout. Boo. Yeah. Boo.
Yes. And Mike, in the Czech Republic, well... They're not closing their nude beaches, but in the coronavirus, everybody, even nude sunbathers, must wear their face masks. No joke. Yes, they can be without clothes. Now, the government says, and I'm quoting, citizens can be without clothes, but they must have their mouths covered and they must observe the numbers in which they can go into nature. So you can be naked, people.
But
6 feet apart, face masks on. That's got to be a pretty sight, huh? Pretty sight.
How you doing?
Oh, wow. You are wearing a jockstrap, aren't you? You are wearing a jockstrap. I see that. Okay. Well, that's you got a big nose there, my friend. Tell you, big nose there. Wow. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news for you to start your day with. This is just cool. Move over, Mozart. Mm-hmm. Out of the way. Stelios is in town. Stelios Kerasidis, a 7-year-old Greek prodigy. He is a piano prodigy. Did you hear what I said? Seven. 7 years old. He wrote a song inspired by the pandemic. This is called The Isolation Waltz.
How old?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh my gosh, it's like a fugue. Almost. I remember that from piano.
Yeah.
A little hypnotic. It's very, very cool. He says, "Hey guys, I'm Stelios. Let's just be a teeny bit more patient and we will soon be out swimming in the sea." He said, "I'm dedicating to all of you a piece of my own." Again, that is The Isolation Waltz. I love it. If I can download the whole thing, I will. I like it a lot.
You know what? I know I've talked about this before. Our grandson, Ethan, who's 8, just started piano.
Yes.
So he's a little behind.
Oh, well, you know, Mike, not everybody is a prodigy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know.
I don't know if I'll play this for Ethan and go, you know, he's 7.
Listen,
you're right.
Hey, come on. Buck up, kid. Come on.
Wow.
Come on. It's just a waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And that he had the mindset of going, it's the isolation waltz.
I know.
You just
got to
be nicer and more patient.
Hey.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Email it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or better yet, just talk to us, 702-739-9636. Give us your version of a feel-good story right here in Las Vegas. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent, your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. You know what? We talked earlier this morning with the passing of John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to resurrect Aloha Friday.
Yes. I think we should, and play that song, Aloha Friday.
Maybe.
Morty
not
filled
the,
us in on a... No.
Talk dirty in Hawaii?
No, not that one.
Okay, well, we'll work on it.
We could.
We'll start it next week, maybe. Masks. Are you making them?
Now.
How you doing that? Now, we're going to take pictures of what we've done.
Yep.
Your sock mask. Not only is it safe... But you can also put on a puppet show.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
Awesome.
When I'm in that entertaining mode.
Yes, congratulations, George Mongillo. He was the latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest, picked up $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to scoop up some free money, 11 o'clock with Wendy Rush. She's coming in next. She will, of course, keep company, whether you're at home or have to still go into work. She'll be right there for you throughout the midday. By the way, are you posting isolation comedy?
It's posted.
If you want to enjoy the comedy, the stand-up comedy of Carla Rae.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You get a sample of it. Now, keep in mind, it's not from a club.
No. And I, you know, I've watched a lot of comics do this, and it's like, boy, everybody sucks without an audience, including me.
Well,
I heard Patton Oswalt do this a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, oh, my.
And where can they see this? On our Facebook page?
On our Facebook page. It is there. It is also on our website. It's a post on our website, so
check
it out. Either way,
96.3kklz.com. You know what? A couple of minutes of relief.
Yes, exactly.
From what's going on.
I'll be doing more.
All right. Listen, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And remember, we're all in this together.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.